AP News for this Sunday, December 17th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Negotiators on Capitol Hill are rushing to approve a border security deal that would open the door for Congress to approve aid to Ukraine and Israel. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press blames the White House for allowing immigration to get out of control.
You chose to undo Trump policies.
Secretary of State Lloyd Austin will be meeting with officials in Israel to discuss ways to curtail the deadly combat in Gaza. But first, Austin stopped in Kuwait, paying respects to the 86-year-old ruling emir who died Saturday. Several Palestinian civilians were killed in an Israeli strike in Rafah, while the Israeli military says it found a system of tunnels used by Hamas. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's released a video showing what it claims is a Hamas tunnel, the entryway to the 2.5-mile tunnel, just walking distance from the Erez crossing and an Israeli military base.
Police in Austin, Texas, investigating the fatal police shooting of a gunman. The nasty weather's blown out of Florida, but meteorologist Rich Otto says flood watches are up for the eastern seaboard, the Carolinas, D.C., and New York.
Expect a lot of rainfall and areas of flooding.
This holiday season, unlike last, hardly anyone's wearing a face mask. Even though COVID-19 is still rearing its ugly head, mask wearing is largely a thing of the past. Some people still put them on in crowded places like airports, but it's nothing like the mandated face coverings during the height of the pandemic. At the Vatican, Pope Francis serenaded on his 87th birthday. This is AP News. Actor Matthew Perry and ketamine.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Friends star Matthew Perry died from the acute effects of the drug ketamine, according to the Los Angeles County Coroner. People close to Perry told investigators he was doing an experimental treatment for depression and anxiety. The medical examiner says the levels of ketamine in Perry's body were higher than what could be explained by that. General Hospital won 6 daytime Emmys on Saturday, including Best Drama Series. Sonia Eddie, who died last December, won Best Supporting Actress for her role on that show. Kelly Clarkson won Best Daytime Talk Show Host for a third year in a row.
This is Jeopardy!
Mayim Bialik says she is no longer the host of the syndicated version of Jeopardy! She had split hosting duties with former Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings, who will be the sole host, according to Sony. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.